This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago area is under an air quality alert until midnight for people in sensitive groups because of wildfire smoke from Canada. The Chicago Department of Public Health is urging people who have heart or lung disease, older adults, and children to avoid spending time outdoors. Here's CDPH's Dr. Alexander Sloboda.
Avoiding outdoor activity or just making it very brief. The other big part is strenuous activities. So obviously, if you're walking real fast or running or doing activities, you're breathing harder, you're breathing in more air. So there's potential to breathe in more of these particulates.
AirNow.gov warns of elevated particle pollution throughout the state, and the highest concentrations are in the Chicago metro area. The Illinois EPA website says Friday's air quality then is expected to shift from unhealthy to moderate. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is condemning the ICE arrests yesterday of nearly a dozen immigrants in the South Loop. Issuing a statement, the mayor says federal agents should never be allowed to assault elected officials or any Chicagoan. Immigration advocates say people were told to show up for routine immigration check-ins on Wednesday, but instead were arrested. Johnson says he's reviewing the incident and says Chicago will uphold its welcoming city ordinance. A Cook County jury today is hearing closing arguments in the murder trial of Chrisetti Brand. Prosecutors say Brand killed 11-year-old Jaden Perkins while attacking the child's mother last year in Chicago. It happened just a day after Brand was released from prison. The murder sparked outrage because it exposed failures in the systems meant to protect victims of domestic violence. The Chicago White Sox have announced a deal between owner Jerry Reinsdorf and investor Justin Ishbia that lays the groundwork for Ishbia to become the majority owner of the team. Starting in 2029, Reinsdorf will have the option to sell his controlling stake in the White Sox to Ishbia. If that hasn't happened by 2034, Ishbia will have the ability to acquire the controlling interest of his own accord. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the agreement has been in the works.
There was a lot of speculation that eventually it would happen since Ishbia had bought several shares of the White Sox up to 35%. I suspect this will be a quick and done deal at 2029. You know, that's less than 3.5 years from now.
Ishbia will also make capital infusions into the Sox organization over the next 2 years to help pay off existing debt. It is possible that might clear the way for the team to plan for a new stadium. And Ferris Bueller's iconic sweater vest is hitting the auction block. The geometric patterned vest worn on screen by Matthew Broderick is up for sale via Sotheby's in New York. Bidding opened today and continues through June 24th. But owning a piece of 1980s movie memorabilia comes at a cost. Pre-sale estimates place the value of this vest between $300,000 and $600,000. The Chicago set movie was directed by John Hughes. It's approaching the 40th anniversary of its release. Some say today, June 5th, was Ferris's actual skip day. You're listening to The Rundown. The NBA Finals tip off tonight between the Indiana Pacers and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. My colleague Michael Puente went out to talk with some Chicago area fans of the team next door.
Almost 200 miles south of downtown Chicago, Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis was rocking last Saturday night. Here's the call on TNT.
It's been a quarter of a century since Indiana has gone to the finals. But for the first time in 25 years, they're going to the NBA Finals.
Sidra Mullick was there to witness it all, with three of her siblings, all big Pacer fans.
So the first half, it was actually kind of subdued at times, I feel like, in the arena. But by the second half, they just came out, and then they dominated, and then it was incredible. And then I thought my brother was going to cry. Like, he was just like, you know, so. It was really cool. It was really cool to see that all.
Born in Chicago, Mullick's family moved to Crown Point, about an hour south in Northwest Indiana. But if you think this area roots for the Pacers, you'd be wrong.
Most of the people I grew up with were Bulls fans. I don't know if it was just a contrarian thing or otherwise. I think I just, when I started watching basketball, like every other kid in the 90s, I just loved Reggie. And I think that is what really sealed it for me. And I also felt, I was like, we're in Indiana, so might as well cheer for an Indiana team.
She's referring to Pacers great Reggie Miller. The legendary trash talker never backed down from anybody, including Michael Jordan.
And he just had this like swagger and bravado, right? Like, I am actually not that type of person, but I think I loved watching it.
The 40-year-old mother of two also lived in New York City and now lives in the South Loop. Despite that, she's held on to her Pacers loyalty and hopes this is finally their year to win it all.
They're obviously not a big market team. They don't command the same sort of attention as like the Lakers or the Knicks or whoever. I do feel like they have the heart and the drive. Again, it's tough when you're like, Reggie couldn't execute on it ultimately, and he was incredible, but hoping this will be a different year.
While the odds are in favor of the Thunder winning it all, Philip and Diane Poulton don't see it that way.
We had some friends say, well, you know, they're the number one team. I'm going like, yeah, and the Pacers already beat the number one team in the East and the number third team in the East. So, you know, numbers are just numbers. I mean, what counts is on the floor at the end score at the end of the game. That's what counts.
So basically, bring it on.
The Poultons also root for the Pacers in a sea of Bulls fans living in Crown Point. Diane Poulton grew up just blocks from Old Comiskey Park, and her love for the White Sox continues, but became a Pacers fan when they attended a Bulls-Pacers game down in Indy in the 90s.
When we got there, they were out practicing, the Pacers were, before the game. And at the end of practice, Reggie Miller came out and he was by the fans. The fans were lined up. He went by the fans.
Seeing Miller sign each and every autograph left an impression on her. Her husband, Phil, has another reason to root for the Pacers.
I pay taxes in Indiana. I pay for the stadium. So why shouldn't I vote for him or root for him? I mean, that's just common sense.
As game time approaches, Phil Poulton is confident the Pacers will win it all.
Oh, yeah. They better.
Tip-off is set for 7:30 in OKC. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
Weather, hazy sunshine. We do have this unhealthy air quality alert going on. A high in the mid-70s, but closer to mid-60s at the lake. Tonight, cloudy, a low in the upper 50s, and partly sunny on Friday with a high in the mid-70s in the suburbs, cooler downtown. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.